So all we're trying to do is protect the buyer, because you guys are not going to do this. You're going to get as few parking spots as you can get.
Sure.
The buyer and the neighborhood.
Right.
Well,
why those numbers were put in like they are.
Correct, but it's not that I'm trying to get as few parking spaces as I can just for my purposes. It's because I can. I don't have the space.
And well, financially, that's why you're doing it, so you can build more units.
I am building more units for financial reasons. I'm not trying to reduce my parking for financial reasons, if that makes sense.
Hey, I have a question real quick. Was it mentioned earlier that there was potentially room for 30-something more parking spaces? Is that not space that could be used for additional parking for boats?
We're already short on car parking.
No, he's wanting to add 30 to the 41 he already has. So he's going to come up way short of what the code requires.
Well, I understood that. I just thought he said that he was going to try to potentially come up with more. He wasn't sure if he could, but I swore that's what he said.
You mean that in the grassy area he was referred to for the trailers?
I do not have permission from the COA to put parking in that grass area, and it's, don't know that, I think it matters some. It is in the floodplain.
Yeah.
That's part
you
of
probably it. Probably would not be able to do that anyway with the floodplain.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
I think it's going to be an issue. I will say this, I don't know if it addresses some of your concern. It is relevant, though, when you say that we're trying to get as much money as possible. I'm not embarrassed at saying that, of course I am, but it's not like your typical development, and here's why. As Scott pointed out, those are two towers that already had foundations there. We bought it with foundations, so it's not like we went in there with the concept of let's do even more than what was originally anticipated. We bought a project thinking, okay, this is what the original design was, this is what was originally planned here over a decade ago, and so we just wanted to continue that failed development to completion.
Sure.
So
we're saying any additional buildings you're talking about are going to be on the existing foundations that are there?
Yes, as Scott pointed out, yes, the
yes,
two
okay.
towers. There's
that does not have anything to do with today's regulations.
Mm-hmm. We're just saying that had these been regular condos, the parking would have been sufficient.
Yeah.
Now that they're nightly rentals.
Now that they're nightly rentals, and you know that's what they're going to sell for.
Right now they are nightly rentals. I will say about right now there is a mix between nightly rental and full time residents in there, but I anticipate that probably the majority would be nightly rentals.
Yeah. I think if the only purpose that we have here today is to try to protect the people that are going to buy these units, and if there's 30% or 57 out of 57 short parking spots, where are they going to park? So even on those four weekends a year, where are they going to park?
I don't know the intent, and I guess this is more for our discussion than it is for the applicant, but I'm not sure how the county arrived at the number that we had. Was it based on...
It's like Mr. Persinger said, that was the major complaint that we've always had. They're parking in somebody else's yard, or they're parking in along the road.
Yeah, I think our intent was to keep them off the street, and making sure that they had... Yep. It's probably the intent was in a driveway or in some way making sure that they're off the street.
Yep.
It's probably a little different here. We've got a true complex and community.
Well, where are they going to park? It doesn't matter. They're still not going to be able to park on the complex.
Yeah.
So they're going to park wherever they can park because they spent that $800 a night or whatever that number is.
Yeah, we've always been faced with that challenge with parking, and I would agree that that's the reason they have such a large number required for parking, simply to resolve that issue. And I see a huge challenge here with that many parking spots missing in this project.
It's going to be 54 units missing, right? 54 parking spaces.
59 less. Oh, that, yeah.
89 less 32.
Yes.
I mean, even percentage-wise, it's a big percent.
Big percent. 130 would be required, and he's wanting to do 71.
We're
130 would be required by the regulations, and you're wanting to do 71 total.
Yes, sir.
instead of the 130.
Well, do we have any additional questions for this gentleman? Okay. All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Vice Chair, could I address Mr. Roebuck's question?
Yeah, thank you. Sure.
So prior to 2009, there was not a nightly rental section. There was a parking standards for single-family homes, condominiums, et cetera, warehouses, so on, so on. So a condominium building built in, or approved in 2006 would have had a parking standard of 1.5 per two-bedroom unit. A single-family home would have been two spots per single-family home. And then the condominium had a 0.5 addition for each bedroom. So a three-bedroom would then require two parking spaces. Okay. So that was the parking standards when in 2009, section 4.7 was added, which is the nightly rental section under special use. That's the first time nightly rental section was added to the development guidance code. So the same standards applied then until 2012 when Mr. Atchley amended 4.7 to the current standards, which is one parking space per every two occupants. And then the occupancies changed to two occupants per bedroom and two occupants for the unit. So you calculate the bedrooms, then you calculate the occupants, divide it by two. That's how many parking spaces. That's where we got the 130. That's the required for all those units,
okay,
those single-family homes, for the nightly rental use. Now, it's correct that if those are all whole ownership, then there is sufficient parking because it falls back to the 1.5 and the 0.5 and then that.
But that's not
table.
The intent of this project. Nightly rentals are the intent of this project.
Yeah, correct. I think it's what
that's a history of how it went to where we are today.
Where we are today, that was based on our past. And
then the zoning regulations that were adopted in 2021 just kept that same parking standard that was developed in 2012.
Yeah. I guess, is that a common standard that other jurisdictions use?
I have heard, I looked, at Branson didn't have any. I don't know about Stone County. I haven't.
Where is there any other place that has nightly rentals like we have here, other than Lake Beals?
Well, many counties do it. I don't know what the requirements are. I just don't know if we arrived at that number based on anything other than
that
what we've done
either.
In the past.
But
okay.
I think we've seen in meetings the evidence that what we have for a number is insufficient in a lot of cases.
True. We have.
Yeah, it's insufficient already.
I think the numbers we have are. Shot.
Certain areas,
and certainly in a lot of cases,
certain areas,
because we
hear
complaints about if they meet our present standards.
Should we go ahead and hear from anybody else?
I just want to give you, since he asked about the history.
Okay, is there anybody else that would like to speak in favor? Okay, is there anybody that would like to speak in opposition? Please come forward and state your name, please.
My name is Jerry White. I live over in Redbud Shores, which is right next to the area here. We are in the other development to the left, as you see. Our concerns are simple, and you guys have already addressed a lot of them. The parking issue of the overflow. Where's everybody going to go? What brings us here today is... We discussed this in planning and zoning meetings and other meetings before this, that there was an issue, going to be an issue in parking. And time again, they told us, parking's handled, don't worry about the parking, everything's fine with the parking. And so to come up, you know, today and all of a sudden, hey, we just realized that there was the issue here, is simply not the case. This was brought up time and time again. And it's also just like you gentlemen have been hearing time and time again, parking is a number one issue down here. We totally agree with that. What I'd like to talk about, too, is kind of go down their list here where they say 89 spaces. They wanted to add 30 more, as you guys, as we previously discussed. We were talking about, possibly Kanakuk parking up there. Somebody parks up there, guys, and you can see this on some of your pictures coming down. There's no sidewalks to get down to that development. You are walking on the road at nighttime, no lights, no nothing, and that's a very big security threat right there. Somebody's going to get hit. They just will. Down in Kanakuk, they got plenty of lights, they got plenty of people, they got crosswalks and everything else. That to me, up that end, is not even an issue, or is a big issue. It's a long walk. It's a long walk. We are right next door to them. In order to get to their property, we have to go out on the street. Very dangerous, slopes way down, and that should be another concern that we have here tonight, is the safety aspect. Another thing we need to be looking at, which was addressed, is the boat issue and the trailers. They had two trailers parked over there here recently. Those are going to take up some spots too. And where are these people going to go? Where are they going to go? So what I'd like to do is go through each one of these. MRG group number two discussed the hardship that they are in. Because of this. Quite simply, if they did not build the five additional buildings to the lower side, that could have all been parking lot for those two high-rise condominium areas. They would have had sufficient parking at that time, but in my opinion, it came down to financial, as you discussed in the beginning. Financially, it made sense for them. Let's just go ahead and build on these as much as we can build out and simply ask for forgiveness later. And that's where we're at right now. They're saying, hey, he wants us in one breath say, we are very experienced. We've done this before. We've done five projects before. But now he's coming to you and say, hey, we made a mistake, and we want you guys to go ahead and just give us a pass on this. I don't feel that's right, guys. I just really don't feel that's right. The existing, number three, the existing development plan, existing prior, to Taney County's adoption of the increased parking requirement for nightly rentals in Taney County. As far as that goes, this was the people responsible for giving the permits. They actually gave this building permit, and actually in 2 days' time. 2 days' time. And I don't know how somebody could have went and actually seen this and actually done this, but it was. The building permit was applied for on May 31st, and the approval was given on June 2nd. So I don't know also how there's a hardship when they knew everything in the beginning. That they were going to have a problem with parking. They kept saying, push it down the line. So, on number three, Briarwood actually sold two lifestyle contractors on August 27, 2021. Then it was changed to MRG on December 31st, 2021. So, how did the existing development plan exists before April 2021, when the changes were actually made for the nightly rental. That, like you said, the two people for the bedrooms. I don't know. I don't understand that part of it. Where they're coming from. There's 30. I'm kind of losing my space here, and I apologize, but. They want to tell you in one breath they have the experience, and then in the other breath they say that the parking places are simply not there.
Mr. White, we're actually limited to 5 minutes. We're at 5:23 right now.
I thought it was just for people who were not who are not actually a part of the property next door.
Correct? So you're part of 1707.
I'm part of 1753.
Okay, well, that's the public.